Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob McCann, who's talking with us about cool. Back with Bob after this.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The 135th Cattle Raisers Convention is coming to Fort Worth March 22nd through the 24th. Make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. Free Expo Day passes are available at tscra.org. Saturday night, enjoy a performance by Jake Hooker and the Outsiders and catering by Perini Ranch. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org.
Country of origin labeling has really been controversial since it was put into place as a result of the 2008 farm law. When USDA implemented COOL, there were groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, the American Meat Institute, and others that said it was not a rule that would be helpful to the cattle industry or pork industry or anybody in the meat business. At the same time, you've got smaller, more populist groups like National Farmers Union, RCAF USA, and U.S. Cattlemen that praised COOL, defended it when Canada and Mexico challenged in the WTO court, and now they like what USDA has come up as a result of WTO saying that we've got to change our rule or face retaliation from Mexico and Canada. Well, Bob McCann, who's president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a South Texas rancher, is saying that NCBA has always been of the opinion that COOL was a broken piece of regulation, and they say the proposed rule to fix it is no better.
There is no regulatory fix to bring this COOL law into compliance with the WTO ruling for that we could satisfy Canada and Mexico. Unfortunately, this additional labeling is and disallowing the commingling of the muscle cuts is only going to increase costs for meat processors and retailers in this country, which in turn is going to increase the cost of beef to our consumers. It's unfortunate that USDA is not able to at least try to do something to help give us some relief from this COOL law.
Obviously, Bob, NCBA is not in favor of this proposal advanced by USDA that's open for public comment until the 11th of April. What would NCBA be in favor of when it comes to labeling the laws?
Well, our position is totally voluntary. I don't think we're against labeling per se, but we just think it needs to be voluntary. And this mandatory rule has been onerous for cattle producers ever since it was implemented. So we are proponents of voluntary labeling, just like we're proponents of most voluntary measures on most laws.
Bob McCann says the sad thing is that this COOL law putting us directly at odds with Canada and Mexico, two of our biggest customers of U.S. beef. He says we need to figure out a way to straighten things out.
And we really want to try to do everything we can to continue that relationship and improve on it. And this COOL law just makes it very difficult to continue to do business, you know.
NCBA President-elect Bob McCann. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale coming up Sunday, March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 100-plus registered limousine and limflex bulls, yearlings and 18-month-old fall yearlings. For more information, go online to MagnusCattle.com. That's M-A-G-N-E-S-S Cattle.com. It all starts 1 p.m. March 24th in Miami, Oklahoma, the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.